Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do G Money sports report. So let's talk WNBA basketball. WNBA basketball. Yeah, what's up, DJ? Let's talk WNBA basketball. We had 2 basketball games this weekend. Sunday they played. So who won the first game between the New York Liberty and the Connecticut, whatever their name is, the Connecticut team? What was the score of that game, and who won that game?
So the Connecticut Sun beat the New York Liberty 78-63 in the first game of the semifinals.
Okay. So the Connecticut team is 1 game up in the semifinals. All right. And what about the Las Vegas Aces? I know they won. Who did they play, and what was the score of the game?
The Las Vegas Aces beat the Dallas Wings 97-83.
All right. All right, Las Vegas Aces. Well, you're 1 game toward the championship. 1 game toward the finals. So now it's 1 game apiece. 1 game for the Las Vegas Aces in their bid for the championship. And it's 1 game for the Connecticut Sun. So it's 1 game apiece. And it's the best of 5. They play 5 games, and the winner that wins 3 games will go ahead to play in the finals. So it's 1 game apiece for the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun. All right. Well, that's the WNBA. When do they play again? They play again on Tuesday. They play tomorrow.
Right.
So they'll be playing tomorrow. It's game, the second game of the playoffs. They'll be playing tomorrow. So go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. We got your back. And we don't really care who wins between Connecticut or New York. We want the Las Vegas Aces to win and to move on in the playoffs. So they play game number two tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And then they'll play again on Friday. And if they have to play again, they'll play on Sunday. So that's the way the playoffs look like they're going. All right. Well, that's the playoffs for the WNBA. All right. Let's talk about the NFL. Yeah, because I know I had a lot of wins this weekend, even though I think I bet on the Raiders to win, and the Raiders got beat by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I'm kind of disappointed about that. The Raiders lost at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Pittsburgh Steelers were favored in the game. So, okay, DJ, let's talk about Sunday's game. Who was game number one on Sunday?
So, the Tennessee Titans, no, the Detroit Lions beat the Atlanta Falcons 20-6. You bet on Lions and under, okay. And it was Lions and under.
All right, well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's two wins for G-Money because I won on Thursday, too. So that's two wins and zero losses. So let's go to game number three.
Game number three, L.A. Chargers beat the Minnesota Vikings 28-24. You bet on Chargers and under, and it was Chargers and under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's 3-0 going into game number four.
Game number four, the Green Bay Packers beat the New Orleans Saints 18-17. You bet on Packers and under, and it was Packers and under.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. Okay, that's four wins and no losses. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five. The Houston Texans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 37-17. You bet on Texans and under, and it was Texans, but over.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's five wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Miami Dolphins. Now, listen carefully to this score. The Miami Dolphins beat the Denver Broncos 70-20. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over.
Wow, what a win. Oh, man, Miami just jumped all over the Denver Broncos. My poor Broncos got beat up so bad. But I predicted Miami would win. So that's a win for G Money. So that's six wins and no losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Cleveland Browns beat the Tennessee Titans 27-3. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns but under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. That's eight wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number nine.
That was game seven. Game number eight, The Buffalo Bills beat the Washington Commanders 37-3. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills but under. And that's game number 8.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's win number 8. And no loss. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Baltimore Ravens 22-19.
What?
You bet on Ravens and over. And it was Colts and under.
Oh, no. The Colts messed up my undefeated streak. I can't believe the Baltimore Ravens let the Colts win. Did the Colts play at home? Because I know the Baltimore
Ravens were
at home. They were at home, and they lost to the Baltimore Colts. Oh, I'm so disappointed in my Ravens. I can't believe that the Colts beat the Ravens. Wow. Who's the quarterback for the Colts? Is that the quarterback that came from the Raiders? That's the quarterback for the Colts now? I mean, the quarterback for the Ravens now?
Colts quarterback is Anthony Richardson, and he missed Sunday's game after getting a concussion in week 2.
Oh, but that's not the quarterback.
Is that who you're talking about?
I was thinking. No, the quarterback that came from the Raiders was Jackson. Jackson is the quarterback that came from the Raiders.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the quarterback that had played for the Baltimore Ravens. But I thought it was the quarterback Yeah. I thought it was the Raiders, the quarterback from the Raiders. Jackson is his name. I thought he was the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. So, okay, the Ravens got beat, but they got a new quarterback. So I can't blame it on the quarterback, the Raiders. That quarterback didn't even play in the game. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So what is that, 9 losses and, you know, 9 wins and 1 loss? All right.
8
let's
wins
go
and
to
1
game
loss.
Number. Oh, 8 wins and 1 loss. Okay. Let's go to game number 9. Number. What is it?
10.
Let me see. What's that, game number 9 or number 10?
8 wins and 1 loss is equals 9 games, so we're now at game number 10.
Game number 10. All right. Should be another win for G Money, if I'm thinking right. It should be the Buffalo Bills beat somebody.
Game number 10, the New England Patriots beat the New York Jets 15-10, you bet Patriots and under, and it was Patriots and under.
Okay. Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's win number 10. So that's 10 wins and 1 loss. So let's go to game number 11.
That was game number 10.
Okay, so I got 9
wins
and 1 loss.
And 1 loss.
Yeah,
right.
9-1. All right.
Right. Game number 11, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Carolina Panthers 37-27. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
Yep, that's a win for G Money. So that's 11 wins and one loss. Let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Chicago Bears 41-10. You bet on Chiefs and over,
Woo!
And it was Chiefs and over.
Woo! That's a win for G Money. So that's 12 wins and one loss. Let's go to game number 13.
Game number 13, the Arizona Cardinals beat the Dallas Cowboys 28-16.
What?
You bet on Cowboys over, and it was Cardinals and over.
Oh, no, the Cardinals upset the Cowboys. How could that happen in the time that we're playing in? Oh, I'm so disappointed in the Cowboys. They played three games and outscored their team by almost 30 points per game. And then they play this sorry-ass Arizona Cardinals, and they let the Cardinals beat them? Oh, that's unheard of. Oh, I'm so disappointed in the Cowboys. Wow. That's a loss for G Money. Oh, I'll take that to heart, Cowboys. That's why I don't like you sorry-ass Cowboys, because you don't play according to the schedule. I can't believe you let somebody beat you. Somebody with a zero-win record beat you. Oh, no. Oh. All right. Well, what is that? 13 wins and two losses. I can't believe the Cowboys let a sorry-ass Cardinals team beat them. 13 and 2. Oh! Wow. I was getting ready to set a record that nobody in the horizon is going to beat. I'm going to be on top of the board. Yes, sir. Oh, wait till they check my win-loss record for week number 3. They're not going to believe it. They're going to say, what happened with G Money? He was just off the chart. Yes, 13 and 2. Let's go to game number 14. No, 13 and 2 is 15. Game number 16. I'll let it be tonight, 16 and 17 will be tonight.
There's one more game, game number 14. So you're currently 11 wins and two losses.
11 wins? I don't have 12 wins.
11 wins and 12 losses. And two losses.
11 wins and two losses.
Right. So that's 13 games.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Game number 14, and the which is the last game played yesterday. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Las Vegas Raiders 23-18. You bet on Raiders and under, and it was Steelers and under.
I can't believe that. So I lost three games. I won 11 games, and I lost three games last week. Three games. Wow. The Raiders killed me, and the
Cowboys,
whatever, the Cowboys killed
Cowboys.
Me, and the Indianapolis
and the
Colts killed me.
Well, the Colts killed you because they beat the Raiders. who you voted on. So you who you bet on. Yeah. Hey, any given Sunday, you know what they say. Any given Sunday. There's no guarantee.
Yeah, man. I'm surprised, man. I was going for a complete undefeated record this week. I wanted to prove to you that I knew football. I was so confident that I was going to have an undefeated week. I was just too bold. I just knew I was going to be undefeated. 14 games undefeated. And, yeah, I had three teams. The Raiders let me down. They played at home and lost. I can't believe that. Look at they played at home and lost. And the Baltimore Ravens played at home and lost. Oh, no, that was two teams. And who was the other team? That played home and lost? The Raiders and the Ravens, both of them played at home and lost. And who was the other team that played and lost?
The Cowboys lost to the Cardinals, but the Cardinals were the home team. They played in Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's just unheard of. The Cardinals lost to the Cowboys. And the Cardinals hadn't won a game all season. They were 0-2 going into game number 3. So they weren't even supposed to be close to beating the Cowboys. The Cowboys were blowing people out. They beat a team 40-0, and then they came back and beat another team 35-7. That was ridiculous for them to get beat by the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, man, I can't believe that. Oh, see, that's why I don't like the Cowboys, because they're a sorry-ass team. They should have won. It should have been no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But they lost, and they lost that away. They didn't even lose at home. They lost away, which made it even worse. Because the Baltimore Ravens lost at home, and the other team lost at home. The Raiders lost at home. Man, I just can't believe that. All right, I went 11-3, so we got two games tonight that I'm going to win. So who's playing tonight? I'm winning both of these games tonight.
Tonight is game number 15, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving Tampa Bay 5 points.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you're betting on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is going to win that one. So that would be a win for Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay is playing at home. Okay. And what's the other game tonight? The Rams. That can't depend on the Rams.
The LA Rams are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Rams 3 points. You're betting on the Rams and under.
Yeah. I just can't depend on the Rams. I don't know. Cincinnati may come out of their losing streak, and they just may blow the Rams out of the woodwork tonight. Since the Rams are 0-2, and Cincinnati's 0-2, there'd be two 0-2 teams playing against each other tonight. And I'm saying the Rams should win since they're playing at home. Oh, man. That's going to be a tough call because I don't know how the Rams are going to act. They should win. But if they play a boo-boo game and they let Cincinnati get off with some good runs and some good pass plays, then Cincinnati could jump out and they can hold the lead for the whole game, and they can jump out and win by 6 points or by 10 points. And that would just be unheard of. And Tampa Bay should win. It should be unheard of. Tampa Bay should win nonstop tonight. So Tampa Bay for the win and the Rams for the win over Cincinnati. All right. Well, that's my last two games for the week. I should be 13-2 by the end of tonight. Yeah. I was so positive that I was going to have such a good week. I still had a great week, though. I went 11-2. That's a great week. 11-3. That's a great week. So I'm happy about the score so far, but Tampa Bay got to play up to its capability tonight. And the Rams got to beat the game tonight, even though they're not the better team, but they should beat Cincinnati tonight. So that's what I'm counting on. Okay. Well, I went 11-3. The best I've ever been on the NBA football picks. That's the best I've ever been. And what, how many years we've been doing this? 10 years? 5 years? 8 years? That's the best I've ever been. So this is going to be the best week I've ever had picking an NFL football game. So I'm going 13-3 for the week. So it's going to be an outstanding week, people. 13-3. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that man G Money is off the chain. Nobody can beat G Money. I'm outstanding. And I'm going to walk into the horizon and just laugh at everybody when they look at the scoreboard after this week's game. I'm just going to laugh at everybody. Yep, G Money is in the building. That's right. Check it out, y'all. I'm in the building. All right, what do we do now? Let's talk Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. Let's talk Major League.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts,
some crack.
Buy me some peanuts,
some
crack. Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack and crack.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay.
Yeah,
some good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home team.
All right, we're rooting for the home teams now. All right, Major League Baseball. Well, all of the home teams should be winning now because they're getting ready for the playoffs. So they should all be winning now. All right. So let's see. Let's go down the list and see what teams are playing played this weekend. Who all played Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Okay. You want to go over the games? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. we should go over the games that played this weekend. And all of the first place teams should have won all of the games this weekend. So that should be the way it should turn out. All of the top teams should have won this weekend. Nobody should have lost that was expecting to win.
Okay. All right. This is a lot of games. But we'll start on Friday with the Rockies. The Cubs beat the Rockies 6-0. The Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays, Devil Rays, 6-2. Pirates beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-5. Milwaukee Brewers beat the Miami Marlins 16-1. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the New York Mets 5-4. Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 9-6. New York Yankees beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-1. Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2. The Cleveland Guardians beat the Baltimore Orioles 9-8. The Texas beat the Seattle Mariners 8-5. Houston Astros lost to the Kansas City Royals 7-5. Minnesota Twins beat the California Angels 8-6. Oakland A's beat the Detroit Tigers 8-2. And the Padres beat the Cardinals 4-2. And the Giants beat the Dodgers 5-1. On Saturday, the Minnesota Twins lost to the California Angels 1-0. The Chicago Cubs beat the Colorado Rockies 6-3. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the New York Mets 7-5. The Oakland A's beat the Detroit Tigers again 4-1. Tampa Bay Rays beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6. White Sox beat the Red Sox 1-0. Marlins beat the Brewers 5-4. Baltimore Orioles beat the Cleveland Guardians 2-1. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Cincinnati Reds 13-12. The Texas Rangers beat the beat the Seattle Mariners again. And this time they beat them 2-0. The Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros again, I think. 3-2. That's surprising. And St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres. That's surprising, too. Swat score was 5-2. And the Dodgers beat the Giants 7-0. Sunday's games, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 9-5. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Yankees 7-1. White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2. Atlanta Braves lost to the Washington Nationals 3-2. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Cleveland Guardians, so they won 2 out of 3 in that series. They beat them 5-1 this time. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2. The Miami Marlins beat the Brewers. Oh, okay, that's interesting, 6-1. The Twins beat the Angels 9-3. Houston Astros lost to the Kansas City Royals 3 games in a row. Wow. 6-5. Cubs beat the Rockies 4-3. The Texas Rangers beat the Mariners again. So I think the Rangers won 2 out of 3 in that series. They beat them 9-8. The Oakland A's lost to the Detroit Tigers 2-0. Padres beat the Cardinals 12-2. The Phillies beat the Mets 5-2. The Braves beat the Washington Nationals 8-5. And the LA Dodgers beat the San Francisco Giants 3-2.
Hmm.
That's it for the weekend's games.
Yeah. Okay. What teams are in first place? Are they all, well, who's all in first place in the different divisions? Let's see if it's
in the National League, the Atlanta Braves are in first place with 100 wins. I believe they have the best record in baseball. In the National League Central, the Brewers are in first place with 88 wins, and they're 6 wins ahead of the Cubs, who are in second place. In the National League East, the Phillies are 13 games behind the Atlanta Braves, so they both have a pretty good lead. I don't know, 6 games. 6 games is not a big lead, but coming down to the wire now. In the National League West, the Dodgers have 96 wins, and they have a 6-game lead on the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are in second place. In the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles are ahead.
By 6 games. You said the Dodgers are only ahead by 6 games. They were 13 games up.
Sorry.
Now they're only
it's not 6 games. It's not 6 games. It's 14 games.
Oh, okay. That's better. All right.
Yeah.
I was getting kind of there. All right.
The Baltimore Orioles in the American League East, they're ahead. They have 97 wins. They're ahead by 2 games, ahead of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are in first place with 83 wins, and they're ahead of the Cleveland Guardians by 9 wins. So it's a good thing the Guardians lost. A good thing for the Twins that the Guardians lost over the weekend.
Right.
I think the Twins won two or three of their games. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top with 87 wins, and the Houston Astros are close behind them with 85 wins, and the Mariners are in third place with 84 wins. So that's still a toss-up. I think anyone could win the American League West. I'm pretty sure that the Mariners lost a couple of games this weekend. Yeah, they lost to the Rangers yesterday, and then they lost on Saturday. So and they lost.
They lost
on Friday.
Two of the three-game series. They lost 2 out of 3 this weekend.
They lost all 3. They lost all 3.
They lost all 3.
The Seattle
games.
Seattle Mariners lost all 3. So they're in third place in the American League West. They're behind the Texas Rangers, who are in first place by 3 games, and the Mariners lost 3 games this weekend. So, you know, if they would have won 3 games, they would be in first place or in tied for first place.
Uh-huh.
It's a close race right now.
Yeah. Who else is in that league? That's like
American
in
League West?
Second or third place. Yeah. What else is in that
so
league?
So the Texas Rangers are in first place with 87 wins, followed by the Houston Astros in second place with 85. And in third place, it's the Seattle Mariners with 84. Fourth place is the California Angels with 70 wins. And fifth place, the Oakland A's have 48. So the Angels and the A's aren't even in contention.
So it's just the Mariners, the Rangers,
and the Astros.
The Astros. Okay.
Right.
Oh, that's going to be a run for the of the pennant at the end of the season. Oh, and that's the American League Central or the American League
West.
East? West. Oh, the American League West is battling it out like that. Okay. Oh, that's going to be a tough one. They're going to battle all the way down to the playoffs. Okay. It's going to get crunchy in the American League West. It's going to get real tight. All right. So did we talk about the American League East and the American League Central? Talked about those two leagues, right? Hello. Hello. Hello, DJ. Did we talk about the American League Central and the American League East?
Sorry. What I was on mute, but what I was saying was that I only gave you the top in each of the divisions. So I'll just go through the roster. I'll just go through all the teams like I normally do. In American League East, in first place, it's the Baltimore Orioles with 97 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays with 95 wins. So they're only two games behind the Orioles. In third place, it's the Toronto Blue Jays with 87 wins. So they're eight games behind the Tampa Bay, and they're 10 games behind the Orioles. So it's unlikely that they're going to move up. Spot number one, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Orioles, it's going to be a battle. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 83 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 74 wins. So that's nine games behind. Unlikely that they'll catch up unless the Twins just lose the rest of their games and the Guardians win all theirs. In third place, however, the Detroit Tigers have 73 wins, which puts them only one game behind the Cleveland Guardians. So the Tigers can get into second place if they win. They just got to, win. In fourth place, it's the Chicago White Sox with 60 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals with 54 wins, but they've been beating folks left and right. In these last couple of weeks, they've even beaten first place teams. So I don't know what's up with that, but
they're moving up. They're playing ball. Hitters and pitchers playing baseball. Okay, business though. I'm ready when the playoffs get here. Hopefully, they'll qualify for the playoffs. And if they play to win, they may make a difference. So that's good. That's real good. All right. And, anyway.
And we already went over the American League West with the Rangers, Texas Rangers, Houston Astros, and the Seattle Mariners. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 100 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, who are 13 games behind them with 87 wins. So the Braves are well ahead of everyone else. In third place, the Miami Marlins have 81 wins, six games behind the Phillies. They could catch them. They could get in second place, but the Phillies would have to lose all the rest of their games, and the Marlins would have to win. In fourth place, it's the New York Mets with 71 wins. In fifth place, the Washington Nationals with 69 wins. National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 82 wins, followed by the Chicago Cubs with 80. The Brewers have 88 wins. The Chicago Cubs in second place have 82 wins. The Cincinnati Reds in third place have 80 wins. Fourth place is the Pirates with 74 wins. And in fifth place, the St. Louis Cardinals have 68 wins. In the National League West, the Dodgers are on top with 96 wins, followed by the Arizona Diamondbacks with 82 wins. So 14 games behind the Dodgers. Unlikely that they'll catch them. Probably impossible. I don't think there's 14 games left in the regular season. The Padres and the Giants are neck and neck for third. Both have 77 wins. And in last place, it's the Colorado Rockies with 56 wins. So that's where everyone is.
Right. Okay. It looks like Major League Baseball is running for the pennant. They're all playing at a high grade of baseball quality. So that's good. The pitchers and the hitters are really playing good baseball in all of those divisions, all of the leagues. That's really good. So we can keep our eye on the division and the top six, the top three teams in each division. We got to keep our eye on them because it looks like several of them can make a move and make it end up in a different position by the playoff time. So we got to keep our eye on them to make sure that the teams don't move ahead without us noticing that the teams have switched positions. All right, well, that's Major League Baseball. That's a good run for the Roses now.
Yeah, before we move on, I think it's important to note that this is the last week of regular season play for Major League Baseball. Next week, the wild card games start. So...
Whoa, really? So do they have
a
listing of who plays in the wild card games already? Do they have the schedule?
They won't
Not
know
yet.
Till the season ends.
Okay.
They have the schedule, there's a schedule of games, but they don't know who's going to be playing.
Who's playing? Oh, okay. So we got a week left for the teams to jockey into position to qualify to play in the playoffs. So we got 1 week, right? That's what it looks
one
like.
1 week, right.
We got 1 week, and then it's whoever makes the move and can stay in top position will end up playing in the playoffs. Oh, this is getting exciting. It's the run for the Roses. I like that. Well, we got some good baseball playing and some good pitching. I'm expecting to have a couple of no-hitters pitch during the playoffs because they're going to have to shut some teams down so they can move ahead in the playoffs. All right. Well, that's Major League Baseball, and that's WNBA baseball, basketball, and that's NFL football. Wow, it's exciting. It's getting toward the end of the season. It's getting exciting. All right, well, that's it for G-Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show. In a minute. Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Captain, the transport is ready.
That's it. Lieutenant Morbid, what is the condition of the planet's surface?
It is difficult to be precise. However, my instruments indicate a condition of extreme rigor mortis spreading rapidly throughout the population. Highly illogical, Captain.
A bunch of stiffs, huh? Well, set coordinates for Chocolate City and have a landing party of 9 men beam down immediately with phases set on Funk Funk.
Very well, Captain Smirk.
Get up! We are Eternal Funk, alias the Formaldehyde Funkmen. You can't see us, but you can feel us. Get up! Get up on the cameo sound. Come on, get the funk of horns. It is our will to let you know that we exist. So don't resist. Let it all hang out. Don't be a dead boogie, baby. You dig my heavy drift. My drift's too hip to resist. To get off on is a trip. Funk, funk. We may be looked upon and call others, but it is all the world. Funk, funk, eternal funk. We all live in funk, funk. I'm dead serious, baby. Come on, get down, baby. If you believe in us, you will be blessed with both.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Greg Stanley and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody who does the radio show and listening to the activities that I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Story. Well, I'm Jay Money, Pimp County, and I have a list of folks I want to share with you. Did you hear about a man that got arrested for feeding birds at the zoo? You wonder why he got arrested. Because he was feeding birds to the lions. That was a man that was stuck in the room and he didn't have a lock to unlock the door. But he had a piano and he had a baseball bat and he had a table with a saw. And do you know how he got out the room? He took a key off of the piano and he unlocked the door and let himself out. He took the saw and he cut the table in half, and then he put the table back together so it was a whole table, and he went out through the hole in the table. And he had a bat, and he took three pitches, and he had three strikes, and three strikes in baseball, and you're out. That's how he got out the baseball, get out the room. And what kind of key will not open a lock? A donkey, a doggy, or a parakeet? They will not open a lock. And what other kind of joke can I think about? There was a man that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg, and I asked him what he called her, and he said he called her IHOP. There were two flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, and one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. Eating in here. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. You don't know. Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list. They said the blind people are reading the book, and their fingers are going to sleep. Woo! If a big-breasted woman worked at Hooters, did one-legged woman work? She worked at the IHOP, and her name was Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen served breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. There were two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of animals. The lion, the tiger, the elephant, and the giraffe. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, now it's time for me to share a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your head back, put your feet up and relax as I share this story that I wrote for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So DJ, Papa D, do you have the story that I wrote for the listening audience? So play the story. And we'll be back for more of the show and a song in a minute. My daddy was working downtown Los Angeles at City Hall. And when he got off of work, he would go hang out at the bowling alley with his friends. And the bowling alley he hung out at was right by USC. That's the University of Southern California. And it was called Trojan Bowl, because it was named after the college. And my daddy's friend owned the bowling alley. And it wasn't a big bowling alley. It had about 16 lanes. But it was really nice. And it was like a real friendly place to go and visit. And my daddy would come home from work, and he'd go bowling. And he bowled about like 9 o'clock at night. So sometimes he would come home when I got a little older. He would pick me up and take me down to the bowling alley with him so I could sit and watch him bowl. And I could meet with all of his friends, because he had a lot of friends, especially all of his friends that came from Louisiana, where he was born and raised. They all hung out at Trojan Bowl. So I would hang out with them on the days that I didn't have to go to school the next morning. So I would be down there watching my dad bowl, and he was a pretty good bowler. He had kind of a funny delivery. They called it a figure eight, which he swung his hand back and twisted his wrist behind his back, and then he swung the ball out to bowl it. It was a real strange delivery, and later on in life, it caused him a lot of problems, because he didn't bowl so good later on in life. But anyway, he would be bowling at Trojan Bowl, and I would go down there, and I would sit and hang out with all of his friends, and they would always buy me sodas and French fries while I was sitting watching them bowl. And I met all of my daddy's friends that were down there. So I felt real comfortable. I felt like I was hanging out with the grown-ups, and I was having a good time. Well, that went on for a while. And then my mother started bowling. I think my daddy had taken my mother out on some bowling dates and had taught her how to bowl. And my mother had picked up some real good bowling tips, and she was a good bowler. So my daddy was bowling at night, and then my mother would bowl during the daytime. She joined a bowling league that was called 600 Travel. Was the league she bowled, and it was all these women, and they bowled at a lot of bowling alleys that were really big. And I used to go down and sit with her while she was bowling. And as I got older, she even taught me how to keep score, and I realized that I could make some money if I go to the bowling alley, because not only did the bowlers didn't want to keep their own score, but they wanted to pay somebody to keep the score. And so my mother had taught me how to keep score, and I became a good scorekeeper. And, you know, I sat down at the table where the scorekeepers sit, and I kept score for my mother's team. Now, as a scorekeeper, you get a dollar per person. So if my mother's team had four players on her team, that means I got $4 for her team. And then the other team, I got $4 for the four people on their team. So I ended up getting $8 to keep score for my mother's teams while they were bowling. And I liked that. And I got to meet all my mother's friends, and that was really fun. And as I grew up and got older, then my brothers came along, and I was 5 years older than my third brother, and I was 3 years older than my brother under me. So the three of us would go to the bowling alleys together with my mother, and we would play tag. If I wasn't keeping score, then we were running around the bowling alley. And the bowling alley my mother bowled at was a real big bowling alley. It was two levels, and it was called Midtown Bowl. And it was off of Pico and Crenshaw, and it was a big bowling alley. And my mother bowled in a big league that had like 36 lanes, so it was like 36 teams that were bowling in her bowling league. And we would go, and they always had donuts for the ladies to eat in the morning. So me and my brothers would go, and we'd go and eat up all the donuts. We'd go from the top floor to the bottom floor, and we'd be eating up donuts before all the ladies could eat up all the donuts, because we figured the ladies were on a diet, so they weren't really trying to eat a bunch of donuts. But me and my brothers, we would run down one side of the lane, and we'd eat up all the donuts on that floor. And then we'd go up to the floor upstairs, and we'd eat all the donuts on that floor. And we went back and forth eating up all the donuts. And when we went to the bowling alley with my mother, it was always good, because my mother always treated us to drinks and to French fries. So we had drinks and French fries while we were eating up all the ladies' donuts. It was really good. And me and my brothers were playing like hide and seek, and we'd play run, and we'd play tag, and we did a lot of stuff running around the bowling alley. But this is when I was really a young person, and I was too young to keep score. Me and my brothers would all be playing at the bowling alley, and we'd be running around and eating all the donuts and drinking sodas and eating the French fries. So we had a lot of fun just running up and down the stairs and going upstairs and downstairs at the bowling alley. So it was really good. We had a good time. And then my mother had taught me how to keep score. So I started keeping score while my brothers were running back and forth and up and down at the bowling alley. I started keeping score for my mother, and I started making money. And I had a good time because the ladies really treated me. They bought me sodas to drink while I was keeping score, and I had a good time. And a couple of times, there would be like two leagues. There'd be my mother's league, and then there'd be another league after my mother's league. So she come to bowl at night, 9 o'clock in the morning, and she finish at 12. And then at 1 o'clock in the morning, they would have a second league. And if I was lucky, I got to keep score in the second league. So that was another $8 I got for keeping score. So keeping score became a real good money-making situation for me. And I kept score for my daddy at night. And then I kept score for my mother during the daytime. And I had a lot of extra money sitting around because I would always go with my mother to keep score, or I'd go with my dad to keep score. And they always had their friends that didn't mind me keeping score. And I tried not to mess up because I tried to make sure that I kept the correct scores. And some of the ladies would correct me if I made a mistake. And that was okay. They looked after me. It was good. And my daddy's friends would look after me too. So if I was keeping their score, they would look after me and they would let me know when I made a mistake. And I was appreciative of that. And I always liked to be able to keep score when I went down to watch my daddy bowl or watch my mother bowl. It was a good time.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Might as well pay attention. You can't afford free
speech.
Mood control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be taking lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache, because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A pack of bucks. Lo and behold, one's fucking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram.
Everything to ever cure your ear.
Take me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of beer.
The non-profit organization.
Life. You deserve a break today. Have it your way. Funk is
drastically from this. Oh! There's nothing that the proper attitude won't render funkable.
Where do you get your funk from?
Funkism.
Thank you. produce. It is responsive to your mood. You can score it any day on WEFUNK. We Funk Ho! Name that feeling, baby. This is Mood Decontrol. Program, reprogram, and deprogram. How's your funk and hell? Not render fuckable. This is Mood Control urging you to fuck on. Yo ho! Ah, don't fucking select it. Ideas brought to you by the makers of Urge Overkill. Do not respond. This has been a test.
Album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Break it down like that and every damn before. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. The little old lady that lived in the shoe, she had so many kids, she didn't know what to do. She took all the kids to the players' club, and they were dancing on the dance floor. Ooh-wee, the old lady taught the kids to dance and a whole lot more. There was a little lady, her name was Mary. She had a little lamb, her lamb was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. And Mary went to the players' club, and she got on the dance floor, and the lamb followed her and danced on the floor. And everybody saw Mary dancing like she never danced before. Ooh-wee. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Ooh-wee, they went to the players' club, and they were dancing on the dance floor. And Jack was banging around on his head, and he couldn't spin no more. And Mary got on the dance floor with Jack, and she was rapping a while, and she danced on her head, and she did a spin, and she turned it out for all the kids to see for a while. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down. He broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Ooh-wee, I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic, owner of the Players Club. Me and Huggy Bear own the club, from north to the south, from the east to the west. We own the Players Club, 'cause we dance the best. I'm Gene Money, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm Gene Money. I'm the entertainment director. I'm on the floor. I'm dancing all night, and I'm dancing, and I'm showing you more. Ooh-wee, I'm putting it down all over town. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's for show. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm Gene Money. And I'm Huggy Bear, and we own all the dance floors. Ooh-wee, 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 ha, 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 ooh-wee. I'm putting it down all over the town, from the east coast to the west coast, from the north to the south, from Diego to the bay. That's how I put it down, and I just don't play. Ooh-wee, I'm telling you how it goes. It goes this way, and I'm rocking and rolling in the place to be. I'm putting it down with hard shoes and pimp style. That's how it be. Well, all right. Do I have to some more jokes to tell. No, I don't. Well, I'm thinking that it's time to shut it down. But before I go, I want to sing a song. And the song I want to sing is G-Money's a Pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. I got girls all over the world. I got hoes in all area codes. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. Yes, I'm black. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. Yes, I'm black. G-Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Show me what you can do. Show me what you can do. I got DJ Papa D and DJ Big Nasty and DJ Marky D and DJ Bandit and DJ Marky D and DJ Black and DJ Spanky, and DJ Tricky T, and DJ G-Money. Oh, yeah, we're putting it down. I'm on the twin, on the turntables, and I'm rocking the mic. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I'm doing what you like. Rock it on, rock it out. Rock it all day, rock it out, rock it on, rock it out. I'm big homie, G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm your big homie, big homie. Oh yeah, doing it all by myself. I'm the big homie, putting it down from Carson to Compton to South Central L.A. I'm big homie. That's me. I'm here all day, and I don't want to joke. I just want to play. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. Ooh-wee, don't you know that's how it goes? Ooh-wee, I'm on the strip telling jokes and playing jokes and writing jokes. I'm writing jokes and telling songs. I'm telling jokes. I'm making it go on and on and on and on. I'm G-Money putting it down. I'm on the strip. And I get down. Ooh-wee. I'm letting you know. I'm big homie. And that's what I do. So now you know. All right. Well, I think I want to play a song. I want to play a song, DJ. Let's play Old School Flow before we get out of here. Let's play Old School Flow for the artists, for the rappers and singers in my category tonight. Let them play Old School Flow. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. got the movie grill. I got the moves on my wheel. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, pick five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. September 25th, 2023. Happy birthday to Barrichello Malcolm. Happy birthday to Melva Cole Fleet. Happy birthday to Manolo Esquire. Happy birthday to Neville Bell. Happy birthday to Dr. Steven Johnson. Happy birthday to Andre Barrett. Happy birthday to Clayton Rebarzik. Happy birthday to Kelly Saxon. Happy birthday to Pumpkin LaShawn. Happy birthday to Goddess Wadia. And last but not least, happy birthday to Moffer Mural Goff. That's it for the birthdays today. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, September 25th, 2023.
Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I want to give a memorial notice to the twins that died on members of 702 singing group. The twins, one died in 2008, and the other one died just last week, this year, 2023. So my condolences to the sisters that I met at the IHOP restaurant by the Stratosphere Casino on Main Street, right next to the International House of Pancakes, the IHOP. Yes, they were waitresses in the restaurant. And I was just coming to Las Vegas in the year 2000. And I was eating in the restaurant. And I told them I was an entertainment promoter. And they sang a song for me. It was three of them at the time. But the other girl that sang in their group, it was four of them altogether. But I only saw three of them perform for me, the two sisters and one of their friends. They sang a three-man song for me at the IHOP restaurant, the International House of Pancakes, right next to the Stratosphere on Main Street. So I want to say, give my condolences to the family and to all of the friends that know the girls that go by the name of 702 Girls Singing Group. And my condolences going out to the family as they will be missed always and forever. Amen. All right, well, I want to sing a birthday song for all of my friends and fans that I recognize that are celebrating their birthday today. And the song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many more, and may the Lord bless you as he died for our salvation, and may we give the Lord God our honor and our grace and glory in this world we live in, and in your name, I say amen and amen. All right. So without further ado, I want to say let us pray as we sing, as we pray for the deceased of all of the ones that we've known that have died before us. Memory of our
I'm talking
one.
To you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible
that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. for thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.